for Leologos Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. Leologos Radio with Michael Nevaralekis begins now. Began today's broadcast with Haris Alexiou and a song titled "Η Παλιά Αγορά" here on the Leologos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program which bridges the global Greek community and which airs worldwide on 19 radio stations across 5 continents, shortwave and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and today on our broadcast we will feature, as part of the Leologos interview series, an interview with the former vice president of the Greek Statistical Authority, Elstat, Nikos Logothetis, who will speak to us about the many allegations that have been made and the criminal investigation that is in progress against Elstat President Andreas Georgiou on accusations that Greece's debt and deficit figures were falsified and made to seem worse than they actually were in order to provide the political and economic impetus to drag Greece under the oversight of the International Monetary Fund and the Troika. Following this interview, stay tuned for our Commentary of the Week segment and our analysis of the latest political developments in Greece and in Europe. Coming up now, though, here in Leologos Radio is this week's edition of the Leologos interview series and our interview with Nikos Logothetis, former vice president of the Greek Statistical Authority. The Leologos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Leologos Radio. Joining us today on Diálogos Radio in the Diálogos interview series for this, the final week of May 2015, is Nikos Logothetis, former vice president of the Greek Statistical Authority, ELSTAT. Mr. Logothetis, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Navradakis. Thank you.
To get us started, 2 years or so ago, we had the opportunity to speak with one of your former colleagues from the Greek Statistical Authority, Zoe Organda, regarding the serious allegations being made against the authority regarding the alleged falsification and inflation of Greece's deficit figures, an issue which remains open today, but which many media outlets choose not to cover. Could you share with us an overview of what these allegations entail and how this alleged falsification of Greece's deficit figures helped bring the country under the supervision of the IMF and the so-called Troika?
Right. Troika consists of three members, okay? IMF is one of them. The other is the European Union, and the other is the European Central Bank. And before answering your question, let me make an informative introduction, implicitly linked to how this falsification of Greece's deficit figures led our country to the first memorandum. In the capitalist world we live in, a country many times is necessary to rely on international markets for its borrowing needs. In such cases, borrowing can either be easy and painless, in the sense that one can borrow at low interest rates, or it can be difficult and painful, in the case of high interest rates. He who really decides for the country's survival in the globalized lending market, that is, he who usually, not always, but usually decides for the degree of difficulty or easiness of borrowing, is not the lender himself who will lend the country, but one international rating agency which has previously rated the country and assigned to it a rank or grade of economic credibility. This grade is inversely proportional to the interest rate that the country will be obliged to agree with the lenders for the loan. The lower the country's grade of economic credibility, the higher the loan's interest rate will be. The loan agreement is eventually materializing in the form of a bond. The borrower issues a bond of an agreed time duration, and this bond represents the amount of money of the loan. The internationally agreed name for this interest rate associated with this bond, okay, is an apparently innocent one. These are called spreads. Therefore, the lower the country's grade of economic stability, the higher the associated spreads for the country's bonds, and consequently, the higher the difficulty for this country to borrow from the international markets. Of course, the international rating agencies are not the only influencing factors for the increase of the spreads for the country's bonds. Spreads can be negatively affected by certain events that happen inside the country, that happen to emerge either by chance or internationally happen, okay, they can happen internationally, but also inside the country. And they happen to, sometimes by chance or intentionally, prior to the rating of the agencies. For instance, some unfortunate declarations by important members of the government about the country's high corruption levels, or some announcements of arbitrarily inflated statistical data for the country's fiscal deficit. Having said all this, I hope it becomes obvious how much the economic credibility of Greece may depend on external rating agencies, but also from internal opinion makers who perhaps with intent and for their own reasons wish to undermine the ability of Greece to use the international markets for our borrowing needs at reasonable interest rates. And this was done with the 2009 budget deficit, fiscal deficit. Okay, in fact, everything that could adversely affect our ability to borrow from the markets took place. And it took place almost from the very first day that PASOK government, the PASOK party, took power in the October 2009 elections. And the most important event that happened in the months that followed was that the 2009 deficit was distorted, was swelled arbitrarily through the breach of the relevant European regulations, resulting in soaring spreads and in the complete inability of Greece to borrow from the open market. But this has actually opened widely the door for IMF's and Troika's entry, not only to Greece, but also to Europe. History should not be forged or falsified, especially when there is compelling evidence in relation to this. What happened with the budget deficit of 2009 is a brutal distortion of the truth and became the pretext to change the whole political map of Greece and the structure of Greek society. It was not really necessary for Troika and IMF to come and dominate for years the economic life of Greece. Our country's fiscal problem was certainly large in terms of 2009, okay, within the context of an international economic crisis, which, of course, significantly aggravated the problem, but it was manageable within a strict but mild, not violent and antisocial fiscal adjustment. But it seems that IMF's entrance into Europe was pre-decided for reasons such as the financial bailout of IMF itself. Actually, IMF had income problems at the time. And for the fact that German and French banks were keen to get rid of their toxic bonds held by them. In order to achieve all this, there was a need to find a suitable guinea pig which would be used as an example to avoid or to use for other European countries, especially those that may had similar fiscal problems. And Greece was chosen to be this guinea pig. And the only scientific way that could think of, that they could think of, okay, which would justify our entrance to Troika's memoranda, was the swelling of the 2009 deficit figure, which was known that would bring about a large increase in spread. PASOK was in power less than 3 weeks, and the deficit of 2009, okay, was suddenly declared double than what was estimated by the previous government. And it was decided as such, unsubstantiated and without any justification. And the publication of arbitrarily inflated deficit data continued in the months that followed. In parallel with disdainful statements by senior executives of the government about governing a corrupted country and so on. You see, the target was to raise the deficit to the level greater than the largest in Europe at the time, which was that of Ireland. This target was not only reached, but also far surpassed thanks to the Eurostat-led statistical alchemies of the president of Alstat, Andreas Georgiou, who, having silenced the Alstat Management Board, certified on his own in November of 2010, the falsely inflated 2009 deficit, an action being actually considered now as a criminal felony for which he is being prosecuted.
What would the correct economic figures for Greece at the time in 2009 and 2010 have shown, Mr. Logothetis?
Right. Shortly before PASOK took power in October 2009, the spreads on Greek bonds did not exceed 140 base points, 140. This means that at the time we could borrow from the markets with a comfortable rate of 1.5%. I'm pointing this out because, incidentally, I remind you that 6 months later, the interest rate of the loan agreement under the so-called life-saving memorandum was fixed by Troika at 4.5%. In other words, we used to borrow with 1.5% interest rate, and we were saved, in inverted commas, okay, by paying a 4.5% interest rate. Of course, as I said before, our country's fiscal problems were certainly large in 2009 within the context of the international economic crisis, but it was manageable within a strict but mild, not violent or not antisocial fiscal adjustment. But what happened? A brutal adjustment happened. The memoranda agreements happened, which cruelly hit the social fabric and productive base of our country, and whose nightmarish and disastrous consequences will be felt for many years to come. It all started from an ongoing effort of the illegal swelling of the 2009 deficit in order for it to inhibit Greece's efforts of borrowing from the open market. That was probably pre-planned. How can you otherwise explain the fact that even after the arbitrary doubling of the deficit, about the beginning of 2010, a 25 billion euros loan was offered to Greece at a reasonable interest rate, something that would avoid the future nightmare of a memorandum, of Troika's memorandum. But this offer was refused by the Pashov government, although it was known that by June this year we would need 17 billion euros to pay on past loans. On the contrary, what happened? The regular bulletin of continuously soaring deficit rates continued, okay, resulting initially to the signing of the first loan agreement under the first memorandum in May 2010. But even if the situation stopped there, suppose the situation stopped there, we didn't continue with Troika or we finished with it somehow, we would not need to suffer a second memorandum and be opposed to the wild tax measures from which we're still suffering today. We wouldn't have to suffer that if the situation stopped there. But Mr. Georgiou, a former IMF official, okay, and president of Elstat from June 2010 onwards, had other plan, a rather externally guided plan. With the publication by him of the final deficit, falsely expanded figure of 17.5% almost percent, the first memorandum was legalized in a way, a wide door opened for the second memorandum, because the first was not sufficient anymore. And worst of all, the adoption of disastrous tax measures on the back of Greek people was justified, because a paragraph of the first memorandum, for those who have read it anyway, because actually I heard that some members of the parliament voted for it without reading it, a paragraph of this first memorandum is supposed to be saying that the measures to be taken in the future would be adjusted proportionally to the statistical data that would be surfaced in the future. And what better than the statistical figure of the expanded deficit of 2009, in order for the onerous measures to be implemented, which deficit sent the financial credibility of our country to unprecedented depths and the spreads for our bonds to unprecedented heights, and which deficit was certified and published only by Mr. Georgiou in November of 2010, because he made sure by then, with the help of Eurostat, to silence and to deactivate the rest of the board, the board of Elstat.
We are on the air with the former vice president of the Greek Statistical Authority, Nikos Logothetis, here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And Mr. Logothetis, the allegations that were made led to the filing of criminal charges against the president of the Greek Statistical Authority, Andreas Georgiou. What is the current status of the investigation against Mr. Georgiou and with regards to these allegations? It was heard, for instance, about a year ago that the prosecutor who was investigating this issue had disciplinary actions taken against her.
There was, first of all, an economic crimes prosecutor, Mr. Gregory Peponis. Now, he prepared the original court file together with an order for main interrogation. That court file was sent on January of 2013 as urgent to this lady that you mentioned, the fifth special investigating magistrate, Mrs. Pediaditi. Mrs. Pediaditi, without even having called the accused for interrogation, as the economic crimes prosecutor, Mr. Peponis, ordered, she proposed that the prosecution against Georgiou should be stopped, whereas Mr. Peponis was saying that the prosecution should go to court and Georgiou indicted. Me and Mrs. Georganda, the ex-members of the Council of Elstat, denounced this irregular investigative procedure followed by Ms. Pediaditi. And as a result, Mrs. Pediaditi was prosecuted disciplinarily. While further research is taking place this moment against her for concealing and falsifying important testimony documents. On July the 14th, the Court of Appeals, after a thorough examination and taking into account our denunciation, let's say, and also take into account the submitted memos of related and affected civil parties, issued an ordinance rejecting the decision and the proposal of Municipal Diaditi and ordering the continuation of the main investigation. That is as though that the investigation of Municipal Diaditi never happened. Okay, so ordered the continuation of the main investigation against Gioril. The matter is now in its final stage to be decided by the Court of Appeals about whether Gioril will eventually be indicted or not. This is the situation at the moment.
Now, if I am not mistaken, Mr. Logothetis, prior to attaining his current post in the Greek Statistical Authority, Mr. Georgiou was employed by the International Monetary Fund. Is this indeed the case, and could you also tell us more about Mr. Georgiou's background and his qualifications for this position?
Yes, you're right. He was employed by the International Monetary Fund. On June 2010, the members of the Council of Alstat, Statistical Board, were designated by the Parliament, a Greek Parliament, and the Ministry of Finance published a related press release referring to Mr. Georgiou as the deputy head of that Department of Statistics of the International Monetary Fund. Department of Statistics is a very big department. And he was called in this press release as a deputy head of the Department of Statistics of IMF. But as it was proven later, Mr. Georgiou was actually deputy head of a subdivision in the Department of Statistics, a very small subdivision in the Department of Statistics of IMF, namely the Financial Institutions Division, which has not to do with statistics. Okay, and I wonder how many divisions are in this large Department of Statistics of IMF, but centrally he was not deputy head of that Department of Statistics, as misleadingly promoted with the original press release by the Ministry of Finance in June of 2010. Indeed, any reference in the Financial Institutions Divisions, either in the press release or in the CV, the curriculum vitae of Georgiou, was conveniently omitted. Why this misleading message by the ministry in favor of Georgiou? Was it maybe in order to highlight the supposed extensive experience of Georgiou in statistical matters? In fact, he had no knowledge of statistics. He was an economist, but with no knowledge of statistics. Or maybe in order to highlight his supposed great management ability at a large statistical agency, and thus justify his choice from Mr. Papakonstantinou, you know, the Minister of Finance at the time, as the president of Elstat. Why all this deception and falsification of truth by the Ministry of Finance? Has the ministry the right to issue false and misleading press releases to all Greek media, and therefore to all the whole Greece? I wonder if this should also be investigated by a public prosecutor. But really, wasn't it possible to find, at that crucial time for Greece, a real specialist in the statistical science and management as required by law for the crucial position of the president of Elstat? Or maybe it was pre-specified, pre-planned from the beginning, perhaps from IMF itself, one of the Troika's three members, okay, to install a certain person with certain prescribed tasks. Maybe that was the case.
About a year ago, Panayotis Lafazanis of Syriza, which was still the main opposition party at the time, stated that the fact that Mr. Georgiou remains as president of the Greek Statistical Authority is a scandal, and yet he still remains as president even under the new Syriza government. What does his continued presence in this position mean for Greece and the economic governance of the country, in your view?
Yes, Mr. Lafazanis of Syriza is the most outspoken person of the government against Georgiou, I must say. According to reliable information, immediately after the prosecution of Georgiou by the financial prosecutor, Mr. Peponis, a strict message was sent from Berlin to the Greek side not to proceed with any replacement of Georgiou in Elstat. And also while, you know, there was a discontent expressed for the prosecution brought against him by justice. This was an unprecedented externally directed intervention to the internal affairs of the Greek justice. But there is a Berlin protection shield, you know. This Berlin protection shield certainly was not put by accident. Rather, it serves the strategic goals of Germany and the austerity policies for Greece and Cyprus, actually, you know, at the time he served and he still serves it. So they still keep him there. And it's really outrageous for someone guilty of a felony, punishable by a sentence of life imprisonment, to maintain the position of Elstab president, and which is a very delicate position, in where every 6 months he continues to certify and publish data on debt and deficit of Greece. Data that we all know now that how negatively or positively can influence the financial policies of our country for now and for the immediate future. Since it has already been proven how your EU was guided from external decision makers and how his arbitrary unilateral actions about the fiscal deficit of 2009 affected the implementation by the previous governments of disastrous measures against our people, it is really the least we can say is unacceptable to retain his post, as if nothing had happened during his tenure so far in Elstat.
We are on the air with the former vice president of the Greek Statistical Authority, Nikos Logothetis, here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Interview Series. And Mr. Logothetis, prior to this year's Greek parliamentary elections, Dimitris Papadimoulis, who is a member of the European Parliament with Syriza, claimed that the case involving the allegations against the Greek Statistical Authority will be brought before the European Parliament. Has this case indeed been examined by any European Union authorities?
Well, from what I have heard personally so far, might be wrong, but what I have heard so far, this issue has never seriously preoccupied the European authorities. Despite the recent intervention of Mr. Papadimoulis, he is now elected as a European member of the Parliament. And also despite the remarkable efforts of Mr. Houdis during his term as a member of the Parliament of Europe in the previous Europarliament. But this is not surprising, I think. It is not in the interest of anyone in Europe to discuss such a crucial issue, because many truths may come to the surface, you know, in the relation to the reasons for the imposition on us of all these nightmarish medieval memoranda. Imagine a possible debate where it's proven that All were made in order to rescue the French German banks. What would then they say? What would they then say, or decide in the European Parliament? I believe it is up to us to cause such a discussion in the near future. If indeed the case of your EU is brought to court, and we are vindicated in a way, okay, we have every right to demand compensation from Europe, since they were the ones who led us into this economic destruction, you know. Compensation for the damage caused to our country. There is a law, European law, which permits that. The damage so far that has been estimated to exceed 200 billion euros. And that is probably the biggest economic and political weapon we have, and we must use.
Prior to this year's parliamentary elections, aside from the statements made by Mr. Papadimoulis of Syriza, it had also been reported in the press that the prior New Democracy and PASOK coalition government had requested from the Greek Statistical Authority to delay the publication of Greece's deficit figures. Is this in fact the case? And also, have there been any other actions taken by the Greek Statistical Authority either before or after the recent elections, which in your view have contributed to the ongoing economic crisis in Greece?
Right, it's two questions. The first question about Mr. Papadimoulis, it has been reported, but this statement, but I'm not really aware of the details or about why this happened, or even if it did such a thing happen, the delay of the publication, I mean. If it happened, it would not be the first time that something like this would happen. The PASOK government an agreement with Eurostat 4 years ago. Apparently, 5 years ago, apparently commanded the EU to delay publication of the 2001 deficit figures in October 2010. To delay publication of this figure because municipal elections were being held on the 7th of November 2010. On the 7th of November 2010, it is obvious that the government knew in advance the amount of the deficit which would be published and feared that the effect the relevant announcement would have on the electorate maybe would be against them. And while announcements for the final calculated deficit for a specific year are always made in October of next year, in the case of 2009 deficit, instead of having the announcement in October of 2010, the announcement was made in November 9th, two days, after the municipal elections. This is what I must say. It wouldn't be the first time, just that at the moment I don't really know why it was made, if it was made, because we didn't have announcements to be made at that period of election, of these latest elections. But it happened before. Now, yes, with your second question, if I remember well, whether Elstat still contributes to the economic crisis and the policies, the pro-historic austerity policy. Since the last election, I haven't heard of any Elstat actions. Well, by saying Elstat, I mean Georgiou actions. Okay, that took place regarding the continuation of pro-austerity policy. Indeed, it would be rather pointless to have been to have such actions at the time when the elected government, the new elected government, is negotiating hard on the cancellation of pro-austerity policies. So I don't think it would be very very clever on behalf of Georgiou to have actions regarding the continuation of pro-austerity policies.
We are on the air with the former vice president of the Greek Statistical Authority, Nikos Logothetis, here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Interview Series. And Mr. Logothetis, the new Syriza-led coalition government has recently established various parliamentary commissions, supposedly to investigate the legality of Greece's public debt, as well as the memorandum agreements which were signed by the previous governments. Mrs. Zoe Organda recently stated that these commissions are, in essence, nothing more than a public relations stunt. Do you agree with these statements, and do you believe that the new government has any genuine willingness to seriously investigate these issues?
To be honest, I have a great amount of communication with Ms. Yogada, and I'm sure that she did not use the specific phrase, term, you know, public relations stunt. What happened is that she just disagreed with the current composition of the committee members and has proposed a number of specialized scientists relevant to the topic under study, which Mrs. Kostandopoulou, the Speaker of the House of Parliament, promised to take seriously into consideration and eventually integrate them into the committee. So this is the story, and they never called it a stunt. Actually, this has been a part of it the last four meetings they had. If she was so against it, she wouldn't be there at the moment. But as I said, the only thing that happened is for her to propose certain scientists, which will be taken into consideration by Ms. Kostandopoulou, because this committee is for a long time to come. It will be meeting and it will be researching the relevant data. Surely, at the moment, there are members in this committee which do not have too much relation with this matter, apart from some of them. They are serious scientists, but most of them, especially those who came from abroad, some of them, not all of them, are not related too much with what happened in Greece in the last 5 years. So the logical thing that Ms. Yorgada did was to propose a number of people who really would help with the committee and help with the matter in hand, and help with the whole story to finish quickly and have some reasonable result and beneficial to this country. So this is what happened.
Have you or any other whistleblowers from the Greek Statistical Authority been invited to testify or to provide evidence to any of these parliamentary commissions?
Yeah, I like the expression whistleblower. I have been selected as a witness, okay, to be invited to appear before the inquiry committee on how we entered the memoranda period, okay, 5 years ago. I've been invited. There is a committee which consists of members of parliament. So it is not possible for non-members of parliament to become members of this committee. I'm talking about the inquiry committee for how we ended up with Troika. Okay. I'm a member of witness of the list of witnesses. Yorgada is a member of witnesses. Georgiou is a member of witnesses. Of this list of witnesses, and I'm just waiting to hear about the day they want me to testify in the parliament, okay, because this is what's happening. It's a committee of members of parliament. I'm not a member of another committee, although, as I said before, Monsieur Gada included me in that list of extra members for the other committee for the debt looking at the debt problem. But no, at the moment I'm waiting for a testification, to testify in the inquiry committee for how we enter the into this memorandum thing of Troika 5 years ago.
What proposals would you like to share with the current Greek government, with Greece's political parties, and with Greece's judicial bodies with regards to the allegations that you and others have made regarding the Greek Statistical Authority?
Right. I don't believe that there's a political party these days in Greece which does not want to see the truth about your use scandal in relation to the swelling of the deficit. And I'm referring to the name of Georgiou and not to the name of Elstat, because the treacherous management of all statistics is not related with the majority of the Elstat personnel. Actually, many of them would sincerely wish to help with the investigation related to Georgiou. Some of them actually even took the risk of being missiled by Georgiou, and have helped us greatly in the past with important information which substantiates Georgiou's wrongdoings. Regarding the Greek justice, I firmly believe in this justice, with very few exceptions. Greek judges and prosecutors are impartial and non-discriminatory. In the case of Elstat scandal, I sincerely hope but eventually they will vindicate us.
We are speaking with the former vice president of the Greek Statistical Authority, Nikos Logothetis, here in the Alogos Radio and in the Alogos interview series. And Mr. Logothetis, in closing, have spoken in the past about other actions that Greece could undertake with regards to the economic crisis, such as the declaration of a state of necessity. What do you recommend, and what would these possible actions entail?
Yes, there is this situation of state of necessity. There is a law. International law, which permits a country who has a problem, a fiscal problem mainly, to call for this state of, to say that we are in a state of necessity, we cannot pay you, please wait until we can. Here, so you we can say a very legal come when I can, come and I will pay you when I can. That is permitted by law, by international law, but the government didn't seem to want to do this at the moment. They prefer to discuss with our lenders other directions fearing perhaps that we will be called as a bankrupt nation if we do that. But that doesn't mean, as I believe, that it means bankruptcy. My opinion is that that doesn't mean bankruptcy. That doesn't mean that we have to exit euro, you know, the eurozone. It's just that we can appeal and we can take this opportunity to say to them a very legal wait until I can. And this has happened in the past. There's a precedent, a legal precedent about it. So we could do it. Maybe we will do it eventually if nothing happens out of the discussions that are taking place at the moment. But it seems that at the moment is not a choice for the government. I believe in the government that we have now, and I believe in their efforts to bring about some kind of solution, agreement, say, with our lenders. So we have to wait. I have to wait to see what happens. That was something that we have done. We have done other things, which are weapons, really. We were talking about the German loan that we gave them during the Second World War, and we never got back. Some people put that amount into over 500 billion euros. We put that on the table in the discussions. We have put that already. We also have put that committee about the debt. Really, this committee, the debt we were talking about before, this committee for the debt. The debt could be proven during, you know, this period that we are researching it. It could be proven that half of it is illegal, okay, and against our the Greek constitution. So we could end up claiming that we will not pay you half of the debt, not because we can't, but because it's illegal and we shouldn't have had it so far. And we have this other weapon with the Elstat scandal. As I said before, we can go to Europe if this thing is proven, okay. We can go to Europe and demand some kind of a correction for what they brought us with this Troika kind of project to pay the damage that they caused. So we have weapons on the table, which unfortunately are long-term, you know, they will materialize long-term. This one about the state of necessity was a weapon that we could put it in action straight away. But as I said, the government knows best. Let's see what happens in the end.
Well, Mr. Logothetis, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on Dialogos Radio and in Dialogos interview series.
I thank you. Thank you very much.
Attention iTunes users, Dialogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Dialogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio.
We just wrapped up this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series here on Dialogos Radio, where we spoke with Nikos Logothetis, the former vice president of the Greek statistical authority, Elstat. As with all of our interviews, the podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, where you can also find our on-demand programming, our articles, commentaries, and written work, our past playlists, and listen to our online radio station, Dialogos Radio 24/7. Our podcasts are also available in the official Dialogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and for Google Chrome, and also in iTunes, TuneIn.com, the Windows Store, and the Nobex Radio, WeCast, Player FM, and Stitcher apps for various smartphones. Coming up now here on Dialogos Radio is our commentary of the week.
Dialogos Radio's commentary of the week. Each week, Michael Navratakis provides views and opinions on issues pertaining to Greece and to the worldwide Greek community. Coming up next, here on the Alagos Radio.
The theater of the absurd, known as the Greek government and Greek negotiating team, continues unabated. Despite the fact that Greece's public coffers have been depleted, despite the fact that schools and universities are operating with major shortages, and despite the fact that public hospitals are lacking even basic medical supplies at this point, the otherwise heroic and gutsy celebrity finance minister Yannis Varoufakis continues to state that Greece will pay its next loan installment to the IMF and that the Greek government remains willing to repay all of its lenders as long as there is an agreement with the so-called institutions, the same institutions which have thrown Greece into an endless spiral of poverty and hopelessness. We are speaking of an agreement which will essentially mean the continuation of Greece's first two memorandum agreements. Not a word about restoring the monthly minimum wage to 751 euros. Not a word about abolishing the unconstitutional unified property tax. Not a word about passing measures which would provide incentives for the hundreds of thousands of young graduates who have migrated out of Greece to return to the country and contribute. Not a word about writing off the debt. Instead, by the order of the Deputy Finance Minister Dimitris Maradas, all of the remaining public cash reserves of the Greek state are forcibly being transferred to the Bank of Greece by the 5th of June, the day that Greece's next loan installment towards the International Monetary Fund is due. Of course, Greece as a country must fulfill all of its obligations. At least, that's what the previous New Democracy and PASOK governments kept saying, and what the current Syriza and Independent Greeks coalition government continues to say. We want to live the European dream, they say. We want to prove to the so-called institutions that Greece is a reliable partner, one that won't dare even think of the possibility of not repaying the loan sharks at the IMF, even if that means the pillaging of all of Greece's pension and insurance funds, even if children are fainting in schools, even if hundreds of Greeks continue to commit suicide because they are unable to meet all of their obligations. It's okay just as long as the Greek state meets its obligations toward the so-called institutions. That's all that matters, at least according to the patriotic Greek Defense Minister Panos Kamenos, who ruled out any chance of a referendum or new elections, while stating that Greece is showing to the lenders that it is trustworthy, while the heroic Speaker of the Greek Parliament, Zoe Kostandopoulou, said that Syriza's pre-election promise to tear the memorandum agreements in half was merely a figure of speech. Apparently, words and phrases such as hope, change, left wing, and referendum are also considered figures of speech by this new government. But what good are elections and referendums anyway? Greece is on a right path, is it not? That's what a high-level German politician stated recently anyway, when he said that he found it encouraging that the Greeks stated their intention to repay the next 300 million euro loan tranche to the IMF on June 5th. And since everything is going so well, there's no reason to even negotiate. At least that's what the heroic finance minister Varoufakis admitted on television last week, stating that, in essence, no negotiation is taking place. Dimitris Papadimoulis, a member of the European Parliament with Syriza, seems to agree, stating that breaking things off with the institutions would lead to the fall of the government and bankruptcy. And guess what? Former conservative Prime Minister Andonis Samaras said much the same thing as well, stating recently that not paying the next installment to the IMF will result in a credit event. I suppose, then, that the difference between the two is that one wears ties with their suits, while the other does not. What these saviors have not told the Greek public, however, is that the IMF, according to its own rules, gives a country up to 24 months to negotiate a mystery payment. What they do tell instead is a lie, that Greece won't become the first country to not repay the IMF, a statement which ignores the historical reality that over 20 countries have refused to repay the IMF since the 1960s. And since everything is so great right now, we apparently no longer need paper money anymore either. I guess it doesn't really matter anyway, though, since the current and former governments in Greece have done their very best to take any remaining money out of the citizens' pockets. Now, the heroic Varoufakis is repeatedly proposing the levying of a higher tax rate for cash transactions with legal tender, in other words. This begs the question, is this not an admission by the government that it is either totally incompetent or unwilling to battle tax evasion through more effective and just means. Naturally, within such a climate, the sell-off of any and all public assets is continuing unabated, as seen recently by the government's stated intentions to auction off television licenses to the highest bidder and to reduce the number of television stations operating in Greece, including the number of television stations that will be operated by the restored public broadcaster ERT. According to the government, the advertising market has shrunk and cannot support more stations. Is this not an admission, though, that the economy has no chance of improving under this government's watch? And is it not an admission that the government is willing to give away the television spectrum to 3 or 4 oligarchs? Is this what the Greek people voted for back in January? 4 years ago, on May 25th, 2011, millions of Greeks poured onto the streets and the movement of the indignants was born. Back then, the protesters had the harshest of words for the Greek political class, including members of Syriza. This year, barely anyone even remembered the anniversary. Instead, we're hearing people saying, "Bravo, we support you," to a government which has admitted it is not negotiating and which is continuing the same policies as its predecessors. And for this, the only thing left to say to these people is simply, shame on you.
Follow the Alagos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/thealagosmedia and at twitter.com/thealagosmedia. TheAlagosMedia.org, our website which brings you the latest news from The Alagos Radio, live streaming of The Alagos Radio 24/7, podcasts, on-demand programming, and much more. Visit us today at TheAlagosMedia.org.
We just wrapped up our commentary of the week here on The Alagos Radio, and coming up is some great Greek music. Keep it right here.
Ασώτου. Αφού του τάξανε πολλά στο γυρισμό του, επιστροφή με συγκινήσεις, μ' απελπισμένες αναμνήσεις και πολιτήριο επάνω στο εγώ του. Και πώς να επιστρέψει, από που έφυγε, πώς γίνεται ένα χάδι να γυρέψει. Τι να του πεις του άσωτου και πώς να επιστρέψει, σε αγκαλιά που δεν μπορεί πια να τον κάνει να ζηλέψει. Επιστροφή σου λέει του ασώτου, να φτάσει στον ήρωα του. Επιστροφή μες στις συγγνώμες, ακούγοντας τις ξένες γνώμες για το καλό της λογικής και το δικό του. Τι να του πει στο άσο του και πώς να από που έφυγε, πώς γίνεται ένα χάδι να γυρέψει. Τι να του πεις στο άσο του και πώς να επιστρέψει. αγκαλιά που δεν μπορεί πια να τον κάνει να ζηλέψει.
Take Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. Dialogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Dialogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. Take Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Kindle devices. Now you can listen to our podcasts, our on-demand broadcasts, and Dialogos Radio 24/7, read all of our latest news and announcements plus our articles, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter all in one great new app. The official Dialogos Radio app for Amazon Kindle devices, available now in the Amazon Marketplace. We just heard Dimitris Mitropanos with a song titled Asotos here on Dialogos Radio, where today's program is just about ready to come to a close. On our upcoming broadcast, however, we will feature a major interview as part of the Dialogos interview series with world-renowned writer, journalist, and filmmaker Tariq Ali, who will share with us his take on the latest political and economic developments in Greece. That interview will follow on our upcoming broadcast here on Dialogos Radio. We will wrap up today's program with one final song by Eleni Tsaligopoulou, titled To Limani. Thank you for joining us once again today here on Dialogos Radio, and have a wonderful weekend.
Να χανόμαστε φλόγα τη φλόγα π' αγαπιόμαστε. Να καιγόμαστε και να σβήνουμε, στάχτη τη στάχτη μας να πίνουμε. Που έχω κάνει σε σένα να βρουνε λιμάνι, να βγάλει αγάπη σου φυρμάνι. Μόνο για σένα να πονώ, μόνο για σένα να πονώ. Ταξίδεψα κι αν περπάτησα σ' άλλες καρδιές κι αν παραστράτησα, στο ποτήρι σου μεθυσμένη πια, μες στο στρατό να σου διπλή σκοπιά. Που έχω κάνει σε σένα να βρουνε λιμάνι, να βγάλει αγάπη σου φυρμάνι. Μόνο για σένα να πονώ, μόνο για σένα να πονώ.